Okay, Agun Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Dvarim, Shabbos Chazon, Erev Tisha B'Av. I'd like to begin by saying over a few things about Rav Aryeh Finkel Zatzal. He was actually, I guess, closest connection to him was that I davened in the Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, and Rosh Hashanah in Kippur, and he was the Chazan, so I have a tremendous Hakar Sotov, his Tilos. So he was my Shliach for the last many, many years, 15 plus years. Around 15 years davening in that minyan, and I just want to say three stories about his godless and his tzidkus. Number one, the first story is such a lesson. I was once in the minyan factory down the block on Rehov Bar Ilan for mincha, and I had the schus of davening next to him. At the time, I think he lived in the area, and it was a regular mincha, and I stood near him, perhaps next to him, and during my Shemoneh Esrei, I was watching him, and what was he doing during Shemoneh Esrei? He had his finger on the place and reading along in his siddur, and he didn't look up one time. I guess I was certainly looking up because I was checking on him, and I couldn't believe it. I was blown away. A man who was in his 80s at the time, was brilliant, certainly knows everything. He's reading the Shemoneh Esrei inside of his finger, and it got better because during Chazaras Hashatz I saw the same thing, that he was following along inside the siddur, finger on the place the entire time. And he did not look up once. Now, if somebody would tell me this story, I wouldn't believe it. But the fact that I saw it with my very own eyes is certainly testimony that it happened. And I imagine this is certainly a first hand account. And I'm telling you that it's true. And you see that the godless and the greatness of what it means to follow along in your own Shemoneh Esrei, and certainly during Chazaras Hashatz. That is story number one. Story number two, Rabbi Finkel, is a story I heard from one of my Rebbeim. He said he once went to see Rabbi Aryeh Finkel when he wasn't feeling well, and he had a big, big smile on his face. So he said, "What's the pshat?" Well, he walked in, he said, why are you smiling so much?" He said to him something along the lines as the following statement: if my life could be any better, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make it better. So the fact that this is what my situation is, I imagine he was referring to his health and just his life in general. And we know and we believe, that means Hashem is giving me the best life for me. And why wouldn't I be happy? Such a it sounds like a simple idea, but such a deep, deep yisod. If a person goes through life and says, Hashem loves me, Hashem wants to do everything, everything Hashem does for me is for the best, and everything for me is good. So that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is handing every minute of your life, every situation of your life, to you on a silver platter. He obviously holds, this is what's best for you. Everything Hashem does is for the best. So you should be smiling, wow, my life situation right now, whether it's financial, whether it's emotional, whether it's physical, whatever it is, it's tailor-made for you from Hashem. There's no reason, therefore, certainly we should be smiling, that whatever we have right now, it's Hashem giving it straight to us. Wow, we should be smiling. If it could be any better, and Hashem would make it better. So it must be, this is the best. I'm having the best life, that the creator of the universe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's running the world, who loves us so much, is giving us. That's story number two. Story number three, I heard on the radio the morning after his Petira from the mayor of Kiryat Sefer. And he was describing what his chus was to have, that even though Kiryat Sefer is only 22-year-old city, community, I mean, it's like a city now, it's huge. That to have the chus, to have older people there, chashuva, older rabbanim there, was a tremendous chus. He only moved there because the Mir opened a branch there, and he became the Rosh Hashiva there. But originally he was in Yerushalayim his entire life. And he said that one time the Shabak, the Secret Service, came to Kiryat Sefer to see how Haredim live. And they visited the Mir Yeshiva, and they went in 11 o'clock in the morning to see Morning Seder, and they were blown away. They were inspired by seeing the Hasmada and the great learning of Torah in the Beis Medrash. And then they went in to meet with Rabbi Aryeh Finkel Zatzal. And they came into the room with him, and Rabbi Aryeh asked, "What did they do?" So the man said that they can't really discuss it. They can't really discuss what they do because they're part of the Secret Service. So Rabbi Aryeh, in his tzidkus and his godless, he says to them, "Wow, you guys are amazing. What's so special about you? The fact that you don't have the ability to talk to people about what you do shows that you work on and that you have shviras hamidos. Generally speaking, the teva, the nature of a person is to talk about himself." He wants to say what he does. He wants to discuss it. He wants to give over. He doesn't want to hold it in. He always wants to schmooze about your experiences with other people. And here these people are able to be shover their midos and to not discuss what they do with family, friends. That shows a tremendous working on midos. And I think the godless of that statement by Rari Finkel to these people was that he was able to see, not just in them, obviously, in anybody. Everybody else is godless. If you look around, this is obviously related to the 3 weeks and Sinas Chinam. If you look around and you see the great things about people, then the inevitable result of that will be Avas Chinam. If you see the godless and the great things of people, of course, naturally speaking, our natural tendency is to see the negative people, but here Rari Finkelstein was able to see the positive and the greatness of people. And he also gave them each and every one of them a bracha. So we certainly lost Echad Migdolei Hador. Aaron Leib Steinman said that he needed Rari Finkel to be on the Moetzes Gedolei HaTorah, which is basically the committee of Gedolei Yisrael. And he was already in his early 80s. Again, Aaron Leib Steinman is over past 100, but Rari Finkel, he said he personally invited him to be part of this committee of the Moetzes Gedolei HaTorah, so which means he wasn't just a Yud Rosh Hashiva. He was also Echad Migdolei Hador, as Paskin by Echad Migdolei Hador. And it's a tremendous loss for Klal Yisrael, and we can learn so much from him. And it's brought down, I believe, it's the name of the Aros Dvash, that when a tzaddik leaves this world, his kochos are there for the taking. So we can certainly grab a hold of our Shmon Esrei, our Chazar Shashat, our seeing the good in other people, and also the little story of seeing that Hashem is blessing us with a great life, with a life the best life that's shaykh to us and for us. Now to say something over a little bit on the parasha, the pasuk tells us bein parano bein toifel. The Kli Yakar points out that the language of bein ubein is a remez to the bein hamitzarim between shivas betamuz, which is a remez from paran, which is where reference to the meraglim, the chetam meraglim, that they cried bechinam, and also tishabav, which is bechilo doros, that's toifel, which is a remez to also the egel that they did. So you see that even in our parasha, I mean, Echa is also in our parasha, the word Echa is in our parasha, Echa es levadi, and also Bein Paran and Bein Tofel is also a remez to the Bein Hamitzarim between Shavuot B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. As we will say in Echa, hopefully B'ez Hashem it will be a holiday by the time tomorrow night reaches us, but if not, Kol Rod Feha Hisigu Bein Hamitzarim, between the straits. And the Mefarshim was saying it wasn't Rod Feha, Rodef Ka, Rodef Yud He, and then Hisig Vav He. What does it mean? That it means that anybody, like, similar to the pasuk that we say in Halal from Tehillim, Min Hameitzar Karasi Ka, Anoni Merchavya. When I call out to Hashem from my straits, I get answered in abundance from Hashem. What are we saying? Rod Feha Hisiguha Ben Hamasarim. The Megillah is telling us a remez. And that during these times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us. There's another remez as well. It says Eke Asher Eke, Aleph Hey, then Yud, then Hey, right? Which is in Parashat Shmos, and the Gematria of Eke is 21. So it's a remez to the 21 days between Shavuot B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. And it's the Maharsha in Maseches Bechoros and Achches Amud Aleph explains that there's a connection between the 21 days between Shavuot B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av and the 21 days between Rosh Hashanah and Hoshana Rabbah. These are auspicious days of closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we said, Korod Feha Hisiguha, anybody who's roid after HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches him. And during these times, it's close. We know, of course, the days of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, certainly to Yom Kippur and even to Hoshana Rabbah, right? That's called Yeshua Hashem, but he must be also Karov. When is he Karov? Between during Aseres Mitzvah and certainly through Hashanah Rabbah as well. And that's also seen in these 3 weeks between Shavuot B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. As the Moshel, there's a Moshel that said over, as well as in the Sefer from Rav Zilberstein in Flaos Asicha, that we know there's two ways of getting close to the Melech, to the King. One time is to go into his palace, which is where what we do on Rosh Hashanah Kippur. And also, when Lahavdil, when the Melech leaves the palace and goes out. And we know that Shchinta Begulusa, that the whole idea of the 9 days, the Tisha B'Av, of the 3 weeks, is that the Shekhinah isn't Golos. The Shekhinah leaves the palace, leaves the palter in the palace, and then that is also an additional time when Kodesh Baruch Hu is very much accessible. So these are days not just of mourning, which is certainly part of the Mitzvah Hayom, but also a time of getting close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Dafka, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Shechinah Beglusa, the Shechinah leaves the Beis Hamikdash, when it's sort of out of that area, but it's basically there's a certain exposure and a certain accessibility to each and every one of us. We know that on Mincha on Sunday, if it's still Tisha B'Av, we'll say the Tefillah of Nachem, and then we'll go from Nachem. We'll have the Nachem Hashem Elokeinu. I'm pretty sure those are the words. Hashem will bring us Nechama. We start looking forward to the Nechama from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shimon and the Chemta, the seven Haftorahs that don't relate to the Kriyas HaTorah for the next 7 weeks, rather to Nechama. And Nun, the language of Nun, is the 50 days we have from Tisha B'Av until Rosh Hashanah. We know the Nun Shari Bina, and then Nun Shari Tshuva, which is brought down in the Avodah Yisrael in Pirkei Avos and Perek Beis. So the idea being that Tisha B'Av is certainly a time of mourning, and certainly a time of despair, where we feel, wow, we don't have the Shechinah, we don't have the Ruach Kodesh, we don't have Nevi'im, we don't have Yerushalayim the way it's supposed to be, we don't have the Shechinah with us, we're not living, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. There's so much and obviously the Tzar that comes from that, and all the suffering of Klal Yisrael that comes from the fact that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. But it's also a time of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying, wow, this is what we're missing. We want to go get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're yearning for the Shekhinah to be play a much larger role in our lives. The Gemara in Tainus discusses, based on the Pasuk, Simchus Yerushalayim Sisu Itam Yisois Kol Mis'abel Aleha, anybody who's Mis'abel on Yerushalayim, Zoyche V'ro B'Simchasa. And the famous question is, Zoichev Rav B'Simchasa. It should say Yizkev Yer B'Simchasa. We'll merit and we'll see the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash. We'll see the Yerushalayim B'Simcha. So, an answer that the Rizvushni brings down from a sefer called Kilas Yitzchak is a beautiful in the name of the Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Such a beautiful idea. The Gemara Pesachim tells us in Daf Nun Daled Amud Beis that when somebody passes away, there's a Hakadosh Baruch Hu makes it that eventually the person is forgotten from the heart. When a person passes away, eventually after 7 days of Shiva, 30 days a year, eventually the person, the Nifter, is forgotten from the person. However, if a person is still alive, as seen in the case of Yosef, that Yaakov couldn't find it in Nechama. Why couldn't Yaakov find it in Nechama? He couldn't find comfort because Yosef was still alive. So Bateva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that if a person is really dead, so then you forget about the person. If a person is still alive, You're still missing. You still feel like you're missing. You still remember, and you still feel a tremendous void from that person's loss. And based on what we're saying, like based upon this idea, if a person is misabal on Yerushalayim, what does that mean? If you're misabal on Yerushalayim, that means Yerushalayim is still alive inside of you. Yerushalayim is alive because you haven't forgotten Yerushalayim. Tishkachi, right? Yerushalayim tishkachi mini. So therefore, I still have that simcha. Why do I still have the simcha? Because Yerushalayim has never died in my heart. I never forgot about Yerushalayim. And therefore, the Gemara says, Zoyche v'ro b'simchasa. If you're misabel on Yerushalayim, which means if you're still mourning thousands of years later over the Churban Beis HaMikdash, then you'll see it b'simchasa. Why? Because by you, never died. But if by you, Yerushalayim is in the past and has nothing to do with you, so then it was dead. It won't be zeicha. It's not alive to you. It's not zeicha b'ro b'simchasa. Maybe you will see. You'll be zeicha maybe to see b'simchasa. Yerushalayim is returned. The Beis Hamikdash comes back. But if you're zeicha, but if you believe, if you're still being misabel, then you're seeing it because it's still alive by you. So I think when it comes to the Erev Tisha B'Av, it's hard to relate in many ways to the Churban Beis Hamikdash. I saw last week the name of Rav Belsky that it's a good idea to try to learn a little bit of the Masechtos, the Kodshim, Zvachim, and Menachos, and so on. And and really try and think about what life, we don't know how much we're missing. We don't know what life is, could be like, Be'ez Hashem, with Yimos HaMashiach and Yibad HaMes HaMidosh. We know it's going to be good. We know it's going to be good for us. We know it's good for Klal Yisrael. We know it's good for the world. And we know, actually, the most important one, we know it's good for Kovod Shemayim. And that's really the primary aspect over here. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you created the world. You're Asa Osa V'Yasa. We understand that we as Klal Yisrael are responsible somewhat. And each individual has to say to himself, listen, I'm part of this. Right? Any generation that the Beis Midrash is not rebuilt, it's because of us. Whether it's because of Sinas Chinam, the big three, Gilurei Shvichus Damim and Avodah Zarah, or Shel Birchu B'Torah B'Tchila, more of understanding the value of Limud HaTorah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give each and every one of us the Siyata D'Shemaya to dig deep and to realize that we're missing the Beis Midrash. We want the Beis Midrash, and also take the opportunity, take advantage of these days to really try to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need more of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. And how do we do that? Yes, certainly we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bless us and so on and so forth, but we have to take the first step. If we open up our heart like a little bit of the eye of a needle, then we'll be zoche. The Kodesh Baruch Hu should open up the vestibule, the hall for us. We should make the first effort. Realize we want to get closer and closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We want to excel in our Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. We want to excel in our Ben Adam L'Makom. And Be'ez Hashem, this Tishva by Sunday night. By Moitz Shabbos Sunday night, Tishva should be a Yom Tov, and we should be. Zoyche v'ra'a b'simchasa. Have a good Shabbos.